Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell.
Tell me if this describes you. You're a man who's worked hard all your life. You have a nice house, a savings, a good retirement. But there's just one problem. Your wife has told you she wants out. She says she wants a divorce. Suddenly, everything you've worked so hard for is on the table. You need a partner you can count on. Consider Cordell & Cordell.
Contact Cordell & Cordell online at CordellCordell.com. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
With her went my future. My life is filled with gloom. So day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you, it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain.
And welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you till 12 o'clock. If you'd like to be a part of the program, the Winning Streak listener line is open. We'll take a call today, 855-282-8255. Winning Streak is a great sponsor for us. They are located in DuPont, Illinois. They have a 25,000 square foot plant. They're a small business that continues to get bigger and bigger every year because of their incredible service. If you have any need for any type of polo, pullover, uniforms, we recommend going to their website. Please do business with our customers, with our clients. They're just great people. And they're going to come to you. They're going to put together the best possible uniform, and you will absolutely love it. Nobody, I mean nobody, does it better than Winning Streak. Please go to their website and find out more information about this great company. All right, so Sunday, it's going to be very interesting. The Cardinals are going to be playing the Pittsburgh Pirates in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. How about that? They're going to be playing at BB&T Ballpark at historic Bowman Field. Joining us now is the man who is putting that stadium together, or putting that field together. He is Murray Cook. Murray, thanks for being a part of the program. How are you, sir?
Great, great. Doing well here in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, and enjoying some good weather today.
Well, give us an idea of what this stadium is going to look like on Sunday night with the country watching.
Well, we've made a few tweaks. Obviously, it was an old minor league ballpark, as you mentioned, and the dimensions down the line were 345. We were 405 in the center and 350. So it's an old school baseball field. So we had to bring those in a little bit. So we're going to end up being like 323 down the line, 411, and 331 down the right field line. Obviously, the field was totally renovated and brought in new sand, new soil, new warning track mix, infield mix, the works. But to boot, there was also other items that the ballpark needed some upgrades on the batter's eye. And we moved the bullpens and new fencing, new foul poles, because those were, minor league ball foul poles are like 25 feet tall and major league foul poles are 45 feet tall. So it's going to be quite the transition from what the fans here have seen at Bowman over the years since, 1926.
How many people will you see?
Well, we're going to be in that number, probably around 2,700. Obviously, this is a game that is for the kids, with Major League Baseball and the commissioner's office put this together in conjunction with Little League. And so all 16 teams will be attending the game along with their families and members of Little League, and obviously the Pirates community, their families and so on will be here as well. And there's some, and the local, we have a small group of tickets out for the local citizens here too, for community support. So it's a small park, compared to last year's Fort Bragg, where we built something 12,500 seat stadium. And this one's a little bit smaller.
Wow, I wonder if this will be, just in terms of seating capacity, the smallest in the history of Major League Baseball for one game.
That's a good, great question. You should check it out. I don't know about, I know there's been lower crowds where games have been seen. I think like San Francisco, something years ago, they had announced attendance of, several hundred or something. So I don't think we're going to meet But it might be the smallest ballpark. Of course, they played in a lot of small ballparks back in the early 1900s. So that'd be great to look into that.
How far away is Williamsport from Pittsburgh?
About 3.5 hours.
Okay.
Not too far at all. No.
So I guess the Cardinals will just bus up there in the Pirates, or were they... Or will they fly?
Well,
is there an airport?
Yeah, they're flying into Williamsport here, and then I think the Pirates go back home the next the next day. I mean, they basically come in that day and leave after the game that night, so they're not even going to be here more than 16-18 hours, and they'll be gone.
Now, I should know this, but who plays in that stadium normally?
Well, it's the Williamsport Crosscutters single A team for the Philadelphia Phillies.
Huh.
It's a part of the New York Penn League group, and managed by Pat Borders.
Oh, yeah.
And Ernie Witt was here this past week as a catching instructor. So they got a good coaching staff. Hope they could play a little better. We saw them play a little bit this weekend. A good little crowd. It's a quaint park that the people are really going to enjoy the scenery and the vibe it has.
Now, these guys right now, Murray Cook, when they go into a clubhouse, they have a workout facility. They have a restaurant, kind of a personal chef. Some of them have yoga rooms, really luxurious clubhouses. What's it going to be like there on Sunday for them?
Well, we've taken all those specialty items into consideration, and as we did in other venues we've set up for these type of games, we brought them additional amenities, additional tent structures, temporary structures to make the living experience here better. The batting tunnels, we've had to add an x-ray room in case someone gets hurt, a video room for reviewing videos during the game. There's additional trainers room area. So yeah, we've had to subsidize the ballpark with some temporary structures all throughout. Plus, it's a major league game, ESPN, Sunday night games, so you got a huge production component there with all their trucks and components. So we've kind of took over the entire parking lot, basically, where they have it, and for all the just the staging operations and additional components that comes with Major League game.
Yeah, I love the idea. I think it's really cool. It's something different, something fun, and the fact you're playing in front of just 2,800 people, it's amazing. I'm wondering though, Murray, how much time and how much money you think will be spent for putting on this 1 3-hour game on Sunday night?
Sure. Well, I can answer the time. I mean, obviously we started up here in when the commissioner came over and looked at it last summer, and then we said, hey, Kate, can you guys go take a look to see if we can build a field there, make that one better, what's there, because what was here was obviously it was kind of a rough minor league field. First, we checked that and confirmed, okay, yeah, we have the windows. So we started ballpark construction, and the municipality also had another renovation plan with some additional new seats, and they also moved the dugouts because the dugouts were originally placed probably past the first base area. It's a pretty long walk for them to go back if they had been playing in the old dugouts. But so quite a bit of work was started there in March, and we're going to wrap it up here this week. So that gives you the time frame. We've had some great support from all of our STMA members and our Brightview team here. They've really stepped up. Populous has been involved with design services, and they've done a great job for us as well.
Do you know how much money you've sunk into it?
I'd be guessing, so I'm probably not going to go there.
So just an opinion question. Is it worth it? All the time, blood, sweat, and tears for one game? I mean, certainly baseball has the money to do this. What do you think?
Well, it's part of the commissioner's vision to bring baseball together with our play ball program and the kids, and we're touching a lot of kids with this. The players are going to the game, to the Little League Series that day, and they're going to go watch the kids play, and the kids come watch them play that night. So you compare this to what happened last year at Fort Bragg, and all the service members and their families were invited to the game for free, and it filled the ballpark 12,500, and that just resonated with a lot of folks. It's a goodwill thing, and just generated the brand that much more. So yeah, I think it's a wonderful idea,
yeah.
And I think I think putting it together is going to be real successful.
I think the coolest thing is that you're going to have a Major League Baseball game played with the country, maybe even the world watching because it's on ESPN, and almost 100% of the audience are going to be Little League kids, Little League baseball players. That's the best element of them all.
It really is. It really is. You hit the nail on the head. And that's what we're pushing. And when you see the, you know, the signage in the outfield that you typically see in a minor league ballpark, all that's gone. So it's just going to be all the 16 teams in the countries and Little League baseball. It's representing that. So you're not going to have it, you know, plastered with all the different signs you'll typically see on outfield fencing.
Beautiful. All right, Murray, we appreciate your time, and we wish you nothing but success this weekend. Sounds like it's going to be awesome.
Great. Well, it will be. We got good weather forecast, 10% chance, so excited to get it going.
Oh, the actual turf itself, it'll be Major League ready, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're already there. In fact, they've played half the season on it, the actual field surface. And, you know, Pat Borders already came out and said, this is the Major League Field Plus, and that was back in June. So we've maintained it since then and doing some tweaks to it to make it even better now.
Good stuff. All right, Murray, thank you, sir.
All right, talk to you. Thanks.
Okay, Murray Cook joining us, the man building the stadium in Williamsport for that Sunday game. I got to tell you, even though it won't be a big revenue generator with 2,700 seats, that is like the coolest aspect of the whole thing, I think.
It's a third of the side of Roger Dean Stadium where the Cardinals play their spring training games. That's tiny.
Yeah.
I looked it up, ballparksofbaseball.com.
Okay, good.
And it's a partial list. It doesn't go back to like when they first started playing baseball. But the South End Grounds, where the Boston Braves played from 1871 to 1914, held 5,000 people.
Wow.
So this is possibly, in terms of a general capacity, the smallest baseball game.
Wow. Anything else close there?
Oriole Park was 8,000. Columbia Park was 9,500. American League Park, where the Senators used to play, was 10,000. And these are all dating back to stadiums that were done by 1910, 1911, and such.
Now, all three of you are too young to realize this, but I swear in the 70s, on some of those afternoon games when the Cardinals were crappy and the weather was bad, maybe late in the season, and they had no chance, there were 4,000 people in the stands at times.
Well, you got those games in Montreal years ago.
Oh, yeah.
When it was clear they were moving and the team was terrible and Montreal had kind of had enough where there was only maybe 3,000-4,000 people in a 70,000 seat ballpark.
Yeah. Bob Forsius, one of his no hitters, was on a rainy day with no interest at all. And you look at the stands, there couldn't have been more than 3,000 or 4,000. I wonder if there is a stat about lowest attended Cardinal baseball game. I mean, just think about it. Brennan, you've never gone to a game where it hasn't been packed, right?
Well, I mean, I think maybe the worst attendance that I can remember, not counting weird rain delays or extra innings, was probably last September. Just a couple of games there at the end where during the weekday they were playing the Reds and fans had kind of had enough maybe of that team that season. But
still, there
but
was...
that's still got to be.
How many people do you think were there?
I was at one of those games.
Probably 15,000 maybe.
Yeah, I would have guessed under 20.
I don't think it would have been more than 20, but still, we're not talking 4,000. I mean, there was still people there.
That was a game they got blew out in. There were probably no more than a few thousand at the end of that game.
Oh, boy.
I'm looking. What's funny is there's an article from 2011 about Cardinal attendance being down early in the season, and that was like, you know, 30,000. Trying to find one because I'm sure there is one after the strike, like 95.
You know, one reason why, even though they've been pretty mediocre all season long, even though they've stayed in contention, why the attendance has remained so great. Can I just throw this out at you? Is it's kind of like the federal government. You want to get elected, you give away a lot of free stuff. They have so many giveaways now. I mean, every time I'm walking through the media gate, it like 3:15 to go do interviews, I see all these boxes loaded up. I mean, there are more giveaways now than ever. And some of the giveaways are really good. Like, what are some of the... They gave away a baseball glove. It was a fine baseball glove. What else do they give it away lately?
Oh, they do a lot of those bobbleheads. There was that Matt Carpenter, Carlos Martinez bobblehead. That was really popular. They've done a lot of Vic Beersteins. They do that every now and again. Whenever they bring back an old team that won a World Series or a pennant, they have like the fake replica ring. People always seem to go for that as well.
And you know what, though? Those replica rings are not terrible either.
I've always felt, and maybe other teams have done this, I thought the Cardinals should have done this in 2012 when they gave the fake ring for 2011. Put like 5 real ones in there.
Oh, really?
Among like the 40,000, you know, fake ones. Just put like 5 or 10 real ones.
Can you imagine the interest level in that? Yeah, it'd be like Willy Wonka in the chocolate factory getting the magic candy bar.
Yeah.
That
slip. Yeah. I thought that'd be fun.
Yeah. Have we figured out what the lowest attended Cardinal game is?
I'm not finding the lowest attended Cardinal game. Problem is, it won't be any time when, you know, there's internet. I'm guessing it'd be from like the 90s when they were bad and interest was low.
Yeah, like at the kind of the Joe Torre malaise.
Right, or like, you know, right around the time DeWitt bought it and there was a strike and people were just kind of pissed at baseball in general.
And believe me, I'm not blaming Joe Torre. He had an ownership that just, they didn't care. The August Bush III, August Bush II was no longer running the team and they were just, there was just a malaise. Nobody cared.
Okay, here we go. I found, is this an old, oh no, this is WRTV in Indianapolis reporting from September 14th. 1989. Ed Sorensen of the Chicago Cubs took a day game makeup game between the Cardinals and the Pirates, which drew, on September 14th, 1989, 1,519 people to Busch Stadium. It's a YouTube video, so let's see if we got some looks at the crowd.
1,500?
Uh-huh. Look at...
Oh, my goodness.
Empty rows. They're doing row races. If you go on YouTube, you type in smallest crowd in Busch Stadium history. You'll get this old news footage from like Indianapolis. I guess the Cubs were independent.
Why.
Cubs are probably interested in divisional teams. So it says it's a makeup game.
Wow.
So I wonder if this was game originally scheduled for like May, rained out.
Yeah.
They had to make it up at the end of the year because it had to be played, and then no one went just because the Cardinals were out of it. I'm not sure if there's anyone in the Pirates then worth watching outside of Vance Like. So. People just didn't go.
Of course, none of them can top last year in Baltimore when nobody was allowed to go to the game.
What was that about?
They were having some protest issues kind of over the course of a couple days,
right.
And they decided to not allow any fans.
That was Freddie Gray.
To go into the next day's game. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just, for the heck of it, before we go to break, check MLB attendance. Are the Cardinals still second, and are they first in percentage of the stadium filled?
I doubt that because you have things like
the
Boston.
Dodgers. I think the Dodgers are first in total attendance.
Dodgers are first in total attendance. San Fran's third. Cardinals are a few thousand behind them. It actually doesn't rank it by percent. It's all zeros.
Okay.
But I would guess Boston just because it's 36,000 if it's like 37,000. So
who's at the bottom of attendance?
Yes.
Florida, Tampa?
Tampa. 16,000 a game. They're the only team that has yet to eclipse a million.
Gosh. Will the Dodgers go 4? No.
I doubt it. 2.8 still, maybe 25 home games left. Probably not. Now, if they win it this year and then going into next year, maybe.
Yeah. All right, let's take a short time out. When we come back, we will take some text. We haven't taken any yet. 855-282-8255. Confidence level in Mike Leake tonight. Most painful beatdown by a team in Boston to a team in St. Louis. And how about the best motivational speech from a movie? We'll be right back after this.